I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute. We all hit bumps in the road, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, but a little help can make all the difference. Today, we're talking with Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking in Knox Counties. Emily, what are some lifelines that everyone should know?
If you don't already have them saved in your phone, now is the time. 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can call or text anytime, day or night, when you or someone you love is in emotional distress. You'll be connected with trained counselors who are ready to listen and help 24/7. No judgment, just support. And 211 is just as powerful. It connects you to local resources like housing assistance, food programs, addiction services, mental health support, and so much more. Best of all, it's free and it's confidential, and it's available right here in our community. A lot of people think these numbers are only for emergencies, but that's not true. They're for anyone who needs guidance, connection, or just a safe place to turn. Maybe it's a parent trying to find counseling for their teen, or someone that's feeling overwhelmed at 2 a.m. not knowing where to start. Think about someone who just lost their job and is scared about how they're going to pay for rent. That person could call 211 and get connected to local rental assistance programs, food pantries, and counseling services to manage their stress. Or imagine a college student sitting alone at night, spiraling in dark thoughts. They text 988, and in minutes, they're talking with someone who helps them stay safe and feel less alone. That's the power of these lifelines. The beauty of them is you can call or text either number so you can reach someone however you're most comfortable. Put them in your phone, share them with people you love, because someday, someone might need a lifeline, and it could make all the difference.
And remember, no matter what life throws your way, small changes can make a big difference. So take a moment each week with us on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps toward a better life.